You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. The energy of the day, inside and outside, how does it feel? What is happening? Just now, not the story about it, but so close that there's not as much room to tell about it, but to be in it. To trust contact with what is. Body kind of maybe gloriously growing up out of the ground and into the ground. And what is happening, being in contact, simple. Does not mean easy. And then maybe feeling the suggestion of one monk to feel what would be the most delicious breath that you could feel, that you could give yourself, and giving yourself that. To find delicious, we have to get past what we think would be delicious and let the body feel it. Just slowly, with so much patience, about our being new, about beginning to feel aliveness. And then soothing and grounding, and what is happening? Being in touch in some way that suits you. From the inside. And then maybe, if you wish, a longer out-breath, just a little bit longer. A few times, if you like. And in inviting the breath to be long, it could go much longer. Once or twice. Feel free.
keeping maybe that sort of more dream mind close, not to banish it in the effort to be clear or present, but letting it all be present in awareness. Child mind, dream mind, adult mind, child body, animal body, breath body, joy body. And sometimes we may feel as if we arrive into some patience, into some other experience of time where there's no hurry. Almost timeless in a simple way. And maybe in the breath and in the back, or the whole body for a little while, if you like. Maybe feeling in the expansion of the in-breath, that opening where you feel opening, expanding, and above that, how that goes up, and below that, how that goes down. Two parts of one whole, spreading a little farther apart with the in-breath. Letting there be space between, opening in the middle. And then the coming closer together again. Two wholes within a whole, two beloveds that could feel almost more their connection as they separate, as they draw apart. And then in another way, coming close and feeling more together in another way, with the exhale coming closer together. What's above the expansion and below the expansion, spreading apart with the in-breath. Coming close with the out-breath. Quality of space between. Leaving space today. Sometimes with a clear sky and a spring day, it's easy for our attention to and energy to go out towards that more outer kind of fun or enjoyment. And if we could leave room for that, and also at the same time still leaving way more room for going in and feeling fun and enjoyment in the inner garden and sky. Movements and colors. Noticing thinking as thinking. Feeling maybe the ripples in the body and then the joy and the power of letting go, like as if turning off a device. Letting go of that. Just a thought about tomorrow or yesterday. The delight of turning off those sort of information lines. Just thinking, just movie, film. Story, probably untrue, definitely fictional. And turning on and tuning in in whatever ways help have some privacy from the watching eye, the judging eye, the judging look, word and posture. Feeling wherever in the body or mind is already in love or in here, in ease or okay or connection or wide. And letting that quality, when possible, be the inner atmosphere, like a spring filling a lake from within. Or a breeze. Kind of traipsing through the atmosphere. So sometimes just coming back to the ground and the magnet in the lower belly. Or feet. Letting quiet overtake you. Or spaciousness spread you out wide, or joy infuse, or just so simply the breath in the lower belly, or where you connect more easily. And if the body is not easily available, then perhaps the deep wish or wishes. coming back to the simple and finding it to be not what we thought. So the breath and the body. Remembering that it's a happening, not my image, memory, associations of what body is. It's a real discovery in the moment. It reveals itself anew. Impossibly quickly, impossibly now. And just allowing sometimes, when possible, if possible, the stream of sensations to be free, to arise freely. Just to discern in the moment what is the story, the image of the body, the memory of the body. Some occupation of holding it together and actually letting it just stream like water passing through your fingertips, passing across the palms of your hands. And what's a sustaining way to connect, to receive? The flow of life in the form of sensations or a deep wish. How little effort, as little as possible, adding as little as possible. And feeling that it could even be refreshing to rest your head on the lap of everything. Let it flow. And at the same time, with that point of just now, just here. So much room, so much privacy from the watching eye, looking, judging, viewpoint. So much privacy. Ah. So even if there's the sense someone's watching within the mind, feeling that is just one of the many things happening. Not the only viewpoint. And from the viewpoint or experience of just now, experience arising, bubbling up, impossibly fresh. Unsaid, unpredictable. There's absolutely no room for the description of it in the same time. So just noticing that lag where the description might be going on in some other channel, that it comes later. And so it's less and less interesting, less and less valid, valued, trusted, important. So the arriving, oh yeah, here, now, again. The space the breath makes. The space that rest allows for so much experience. So much room for everything to be as it is. And the permission and not hurry is what allows things to unfold differently. It allows the process to be generative, healing, transcendent, expansive, just by itself. So it's not by adding something, but by taking away, leaving space, by stopping our addiction to adding, tweaking, fiddling, controlling. So it's hard work to stop doing so much. But then it's not hard work to let things be. So part of the art is feeling what is hard and what is easy and letting those both happen simultaneously. Letting go of my occupation with doing and controlling and describing, while that momentum continues, but is taken as less important. So commentary continuing, so what, meanwhile life flow. Ah, kind of sinking into the flow, enjoying the flow, letting the flow be real and be itself. Just the so simple flow of sensation, for example. That allows things to unfold differently into the interconnectedness, leaning into the deeper resources, community of life. And deep soul richness of a human being. Just by itself. So relaxing and relaxing. Relaxing the occupation of trying to do it just by feeling that it's extra, that it hurts, that it's unsustainable, talkative, dry. Oh yeah, what's like, oh yeah, the breath, the lower belly, right, okay. Come out of that planning of the day or remembering of last year or reviewing of the argument, fantasizing the enlightenment. Oh yeah, the lower belly with its magnet gathering into itself. And then again, letting go of adding anything. So, oh yeah, the breath, relaxing, coming back to the breath, leaving space for the breath, and then letting the breath be. Letting yourself ride along its leadership. And sometimes more quiet, more quiet. Sometimes losing track even of the breath, and just there's just stillness. Or lightness, or happiness, or whatever. No demand, no need for things to be different for a while. Are there any questions or anything to share?
Particularly like the deliciousness, the most delicious breath. And exploring that. It felt like it really helped me to connect with this magnet wave of the breath in the belly, which you probably said before, but I don't know if I really got a sense of. Yeah, it just really helped me to connect to the breath and then to the body and be more in it rather than floating away.
Could you hear? Do you want to say in summary louder or you want me to?
I thought I was talking quite quietly.
No, very, very quietly, but I didn't want to in any way disturb your...
Just, I found it a really helpful practice because starting off with the deliciousness, the most delicious breath, and exploring that and playing with that a bit helped me to really connect with the anchor or the magnet of the breath in the belly, which I'm sure Jai has said before, but I hadn't really felt or got. And so that helped me to be much more connected to the breath and the body and kind of be right in it rather than floating off away from it. It felt like it really tied together a lot of what you've been what's been posted on the board, and I've been reading it and trying to understand it, and then coming to the practice and forgetting it all, or you know, not being able to bring it in, and so this felt like it sort of just brought it all together. So thank
you. It's just like the journey.
Yeah.
The week.
Together. It's always a bit of an impatience about that. Mm-hmm. It can be.
And just the non-duality that came across when you talk about not floating away. That being here has, there's floating and magnet. Not two, not one.
Yeah. Well, being here allowed me to widen out but still be here, whereas I think before this felt like I've just been sort of floating off and it's been a bit disassociated from the body, which doesn't, there's something very different about this kind of. Wholesome somehow.
Trustworthy. Trustworthy, maybe.
Yeah.
And somehow my mind's tendency to rehash and grab hold of old meditation instructions, even the ones you gave yesterday or a few days ago. And it's just been really, really wonderful to shedding all those old instructions that I've got swirling around my head, and just really trusting the don't know where to go right now. And I really am beginning to get what you said a little bit. And I can't remember.
It's a big gift to give yourself, to receive. And you. There's time for one more if anybody else wants to say or share something, ask or share something. She said,
I said that my experience I felt was very similar to hers, to be able to follow this and go, like you also said, that the things were whole and then it was kind of separate and whole and the breath and all she said was just, I was just smiling. It was great. But then after a while, there was just one little flow coming in and it wasn't any. Special. It wasn't very important. It wasn't really anything. But then it was taken away. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like being there. So I felt I should have grabbed it in some way and done something with it, but I didn't know what to do. And it kind of lost me. It wasn't anything important either. So is there anything to do if that happens like this? I tried really to go back, but.
Sometimes it's like having permission for different things. Like if we would say how to, what to do, when, that little thought scurries in and then like the little mouse with the black plague. But it would just be then permission. So that in the moment, if that might be helpful, that might be allowed to happen. That might be allowed to emerge.
Maybe that can be helpful.
So yeah, it can be helpful to be like, no, stop.
Yeah.
But it's also can be helpful to just exactly what happened. So yesterday we talked about the microdosing that Hedy used that word. Microdosing of my own receptivity opening to quietness, to aliveness, to love, belonging, happiness, beauty, how big it is, how out of control, whatever, like subject or aspect of the wholeness. So sometimes just it's part of the process of just like the body is going apart, coming together. We can take it as a hide and seek with the beloved sort of thing. That sometimes we're really close, we're in. And then either we can think of it as we're still like getting our stamina going. So we don't have, it's okay, now it's a rest from all that aliveness. And who knows? So
it was very helpful because it was a thought that was coming as saying that this stop thing is more my pattern things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe,
Yeah. Good.
I had this image because you talk quite a lot about gardening. I had this image that actually you wouldn't be doing any gardening at all, you'd be lying in the garden and all these wild flowers would grow up around you. And some would be weeds, you know, what we call weeds, and some would be real flowers. But they're all just growing, and you're just kind of letting them grow, and then maybe you would look around and see what you want to do with your garden. But initially just this allowing whatever's there to show itself.
Mm. Yeah, it can be. Totally, that what we thought was the weed is the medicine. Like, we're like, okay, I'm going to meditate, but first I'm going to just eradicate that. And we're like, oh, I'm so tired. And then kind of waking up in a dream and like, what's that? Oh, I'm so tired. And then gradually, the more rested we come, we see more clearly that plant has been waiting patiently till we could, that our own receptivity to our own medicine, that we don't just, not even sit up, just sometimes. And some, there's been a lot about anger and legs. And so I just want legs. Yes. And so that sometimes it's just lying there and we realize it's already all here gardening itself. And sometimes part of that happening is really taking a stand gradually, microdosing in like, here, I'm here, or I need, even though I really don't want to need anything, but and so sometimes the anger is part of, we mentioned this earlier as well, some days ago, with what Lynn was saying about the puppy and the shit and the anger. It can often be part of the release of where we've been frozen. That anger comes in, which is also a coming back into community. The connections that weren't there when something bad happened. And so we got frozen. There wasn't someone like the animals shake it off and go back to their herd. Almost got killed. Dun-dun-dun. Some weeds.
So safe that even my anger can come. That's amazing experience. And to feel that I can hold these strong fears. Because yesterday as I was walking, I realized many times if my anger wasn't met, or if my anger meant the relationship was going to end, it became fear. Yeah. So
I love that you, instead of sorry, you're saying gratefulness.
What?
I love that you're saying instead of sorry, thankfulness came. Like, instead of sorry, thank you. It's really cool. And we start to experience small, what that small me is like a leaf on the tree.
I don't know if I understand.
We start to find, whoa, I'm a whole tree. And that I thought I was is one leaf. And even so, it happened. Yeah. It is a death. There is fear. And even so. You're a big tree. And that's all. And it's even from the big tree point of view to the leaf, it's like, my child, you know, my child, my little leaf. It's also just not a small thing, I think, that in recent centuries, so many women especially, but people who were themselves were killed. That's also maybe in there.
Yes, I felt that very strong.
People who, in this way that she's describing, felt that were themselves were killed. So, for example, witch hunting sort of thing, for example. Yeah. And currently, still, so many ways of that our bodies are around the planet. Construed. Yeah. Growing your boundary is your theme, right? Well, how is that like, I think you already have all the hows with you, and that's not really the thing. The hows are like permission to, so that in the moment, in listening, what comes, you already have permission to let it emerge. So it mostly is like coming in close and soft fabric and something of embrace that you can feel the resonance of yourself, that you feel loved as you, and maybe the resonance of your voice. So maybe could be like going a bit away and it just a little bit humming even inside yourself. Like literally could be even or something. Or, you know, singing whatever song you like. So letting the too muchness feeling bring you to just where you're standing by, where the new skin is growing, not as a problem, but it feels like that because the new skin is growing, hasn't grown all the way yet. And so it gives more permission and fire for that. Not like going into the too muchness. You felt, after not going to the resistance, you felt big space, spaced out. So there's one way that you can be like, they're letting you feel your feelings that you think you thought were their feelings, because you weren't allowed to have feelings. So that's one favor that's there. And just the mistake that you think of it as there, that little mistake. So some spaced out is a version of anger in Jinshin Jitsu. So spaced out or anger is the same communication or connection, same like, oh. Whew. So could be like feeling your legs on the ground like a tree, here I am, stomping, just slightly bending and lifting with the legs. Hugging yourself, wrapping, whatever. In your glory. But like in your glory. Yeah. Not for others. You're like the heart radiates. And finding a way that you feel your own glory. For us too. And maybe also some this. Or a little down or a little up from there. Since we're going for it today. So yesterday I felt for a number of people that inner knee was a good place to put the hands or a foot. Today feels like more the outer knee, and together anyway is a great combination. But if you feel like it, it's probably not a meditation posture, but at some point to have a hand or foot on one or both outer knees, feel free to play with that. Which happens to also help harmonize anger and fear. Okay. Put your hands on your outer knees sometime today if you want, for a few minutes or 20 minutes or longer. And if you feel also like kind of called to the inner knee too, that's a good combination. And afraid.